Her name is Lydia. I'd say she's the boss. You got her on your headphones. You're listening to Sip the Sauce. Hey!
Welcome to an all-new episode of Sip the Sauce. I'm your host, Lydia, and today is going to be the first episode of Sip the Sauce, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I went back to the well today to my lovely sorority sisters to find two lovely women who were willing to test their smarts out on the show. My first contestant here is Heidi from Kentucky. She is a Cornell graduate of 2005, and she is also a FIO. Thank you for being here, Heidi.
Thank you. I'm excited. Hi, y'all.
And then our second contestant is Sarah from Tennessee, and she attended Cornell in 2018. Thank you for being here, Sarah.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, so are you smarter than a fifth grader? I will say I used questions streaming from first grade to fifth grade. So there's some softballs in here, and then what I would consider some tougher fifth grader type stuff, because let me tell you, some of these questions, even I was trying to figure out like the answers before I read them. And I will tell you, on multiple occasions, I had no idea what was going on. So for our listeners, our categories today will be math, history, English, science, and geography. So any questions before we get started?
No, but I appreciate you letting me know that I'm not smarter than a first grader either. So thank you. Thanks for that before we started. Thank you.
Are we going to be grade at the end of it? Like what grade you belong in?
Well, I mean, I could, you know, give you my opinions.
I love that.
Give it to us straight.
Okay, so how we're going to start this is that I'm going to ask each one of you questions. If the person gets the question wrong or does not choose to answer, you have a chance to steal that if you should know the answer. At the end of the game, I will tally up the points and we will see who's smarter than a fifth grader.
Or who's maybe not.
I am going positive. I'm hoping that we find out who's smarter than a fifth grader. So our first question, I will start with Sarah. The first day of the 20th century was...
Oh, okay. So the first day of the 20th century?
Yes.
So we're in the 21st century now, and that's the 2000s. I guess in like day of the week.
The actual date.
Oh, January 1st, 1901.
You are correct.
I was like, I don't know the day of the week, but I was like, I know the date.
It was a Tuesday. All right. Next we have Heidi. How many syllables are in the word rhinoceros?
Four.
You are correct.
That was a first word question. Thank you.
It sure was.
Yep. Pretty sure I did that with my first graders today. Okay.
All right. Sarah, how many grams are in 1,000 kilograms?
Okay. So there's 1,000 grams per kilogram. So 1,000 times 1,000 would be 100,000.
That is not correct. Oh, Heidi, yeah. Would you like to steal this one?
I mean, I can try. So what was the question again?
How many grams are in 1,000 kilograms?
How many grams are in 1,000 kilograms?
Uh-huh.
And 100,000 was not correct.
That was not correct.
Okay.
Can confirm.
1,000,000.
You are right. 1 million.
Is it really?
Yes.
1 million. Okay. I was actually just guessing like the little, like the minion guy, $1 million. That's I just thought I was being ridiculous. Okay.
Sure. All right, Sarah, let's see. The interior angles of a triangle always sum to blank degrees.
180. I actually knew that one. If that's not it, I'm going to be sad.
You are correct. Okay. I was impressed. That was one of the ones that when I typed it out, I was like, wait a minute. I should know this, but I do not. All right, Heidi. If a train leaves the station and travels at 60 miles per hour, how much time will have passed when it arrives at a station 300 miles away?
So 60 miles an hour. So that's 1 mile a minute. So 3 hours. Wait, no. So 3 hours is 60. So 180. So in 3 hours, what was the question?
Okay. If the train leaves the station and travels 60 miles per hour, how much time will have passed when it arrives at a station 300 miles away?
Okay, so 300 miles away, that's 300 minutes. So 300 minutes would be 60, 120, 180, 240, 5 hours.
You are correct.
That was hard. I felt like that was a lot of Common Core math. Susie has 5 apples. Johnny has 3 pencils. How many cherries do you have?
What is the math? Given that information.
Okay, so we have to do one more question in the mat section for Heidi because you stole one of Sarah's. So what number is the Roman numeral XVI?
X is 10. Wait, V. I don't know.
Okay.
Sarah, I have no idea.
Sarah, do you want to try and get this one?
Yeah, you said XVI, right?
Uh-huh.
16, yeah?
Very good.
Yeah. Back to the movie Hercules from like the 90s or the early 2000s, and they're like, quick, somebody call IXII. And
okay, it's I was going to guess in the hundreds, so I'm glad I didn't say anything. I was like 121. I mean, I had literally no idea.
All right. So at the end of our first round, we have Sarah at 3 points and Heidi is at 3 points. See, it's a good thing that you stole that point.
There we go.
Okay. Next, we have history. I'm going to start it off easy.
That would be horrible.
And this time I'm going to start with Heidi. So, the Statue of Liberty was a gift from where?
Okay. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from another country.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
It's not a gift from God. I think we can eliminate that.
No, I don't. I think it's France.
You are correct.
Okay. I think that was like on a Modern Family episode or something.
Okay, Sarah, what are the two main languages spoken in South America? And I would like to say, I was very surprised this is a first grader question because I feel like that's really advanced for a first grader. But
okay, well, I feel like the first one's English. Okay, South Africa.
South America.
Oh, sorry, I think it's South Africa. And I was like, so South America. Oh, okay. So it'd be Portuguese and Spanish. Right?
Very good.
Impressive.
I was about to say, I was thinking like South Africa, and I was like, there's like no way. I'm like,
I would have gotten Spanish, never Portuguese. You would have never gotten that.
All right, Heidi, we have.
Oh, God. Wait, Italy. That was not a good sound.
Italy, Japan, and Germany's alliance. Yeah. They walk into a bar, and what was this alliance called during World War II?
Ooh.
See, now that was a good sound. That was like an I know it sound.
Oh, no, that's not I don't want to be there sound.
I literally know nothing about history, about any of the wars, or what any of these alliances are. So unless it was in Hamilton, I don't know.
Got you. Sarah.
Is it the Axis? The Axis power?
Not quite. The answer is the Axis of Evil.
Wait, is it really?
Yes.
I feel like that's a Disney villain thing. Like, That's actually the alliance between
Maleficent
and Cruella
DeVille.
Yeah, that's like
yeah, we learned
it on Descendants 3.
All right, Sarah.
Taxes of evil. Interesting.
Yes. Okay, Sarah. What city in the world was the first to be attacked by an atomic bomb?
Oh, Hiroshima, right?
Very good.
I know there are two of them, and I was like, I think it's this one.
All right, Heidi. Uh-huh. The Emancipation Proclamation did what?
This is after Hamilton's time.
Yeah. This is post-Hamilton.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. Now, I've seen Hamilton a million times, so I can sing you the songs. But I'm trying to think. The Emancipation Proclamation, because I've actually heard that. Does it have something to do? Oh my God.
I already kind of gave you a hint. It's after Hamilton.
Oh, that doesn't help me. I literally have no idea. I don't think you understand. Like, I can't even name the continents. I've got no idea what's going on here. Unless it's on Netflix or part of Number Block, I got nothing. But I do, but I think it had something to do with the Emancipation Proclamation. Did it have something to do with slavery?
It did.
Did it? I think it was, oh my gosh, something like a proclamation. Oh my God. I cannot remember. I know it has something to do with slavery.
You
can.
You're halfway there. You
something
got it.
About that you could not have slaves, like you could not hold slaves. Like you, it was a proclamation that you could not, right?
Yes, it ended slavery. I'm going to give that one to you.
Yeah. I was
worked really hard for that.
Hold on it.
You did. You walked down the aisle on that one.
Let's be clear. My husband is a history major.
Yeah, can you like phone a friend and get your husband?
I know, right? It's the only reason I've even heard of these terms. I'm like, I know I've heard of this. But anyway, okay, good. I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. Coming to you, Sarah. Who was the first president to live in the White House? John Adams.
Oh, multiple choice. Thank God. Okay.
George Washington or James Madison?
Who was the first one that you mentioned?
John Adams or Thomas Jefferson, George Washington or James Madison?
I know it was like, it wasn't the first or second. So I'm going to say Madison. I think it was Madison.
It was actually John Adams.
Nah, dang it.
All right.
If you would have not given me any of those answers, I wouldn't have been able to. Well, again, that's good. So.
All right. So we are ending with
Thank
history.
God.
Both y'all have 2 points. So now it's on to English, which I realized as I read these that English is not my strong suit. I'm impressed I made it as far as I have made it.
If we're talking about spelling, I'm like pretty much screwed, but I don't know.
No spelling. I thought that was cool.
Don't ask me to spell the words like necessity or like driver's license.
Convenience.
Or things like that.
Nobody can spell inconvenience. Nobody.
Are you kidding me? I have to remind myself how many S's are in business.
Well, that's why it underlines everything in red for us when we don't spell it correctly. There's a reason.
Exactly. All right, Sarah, we're going to start with you. What type of literature features magical creatures such as giants, gnomes, and goblins?
Like, what's the genre? Is that
yes?
Okay.
Genre. Yeah.
So
I don't know how to
like. So is that not fantasy or fairy tales?
Ding ding ding.
Okay.
I was like, man, they should have said dragons. If like a dragon screams, you know,
yeah, you fairy think fairy tale on, or like princesses and towers.
Yeah,
and
you
like
think
that,
of so. Yes, you definitely think of princesses more.
Okay, Heidi, for your question, what are the five interrogative or question words?
Who, what, when, where, why, how?
Ooh, she did that one right. Quit.
Now, I will say, I think we could, you got it right, but I thought it was weird that they did not add how on here, because when I was growing up, how was one of
it
them.
It is, and I just taught a second grade. I do K through 5 special education, and so I just did, and then I teach my kids, well, when we're at home, I have to teach my kids. So ridiculous. I teach my own children. But we were working on second grade, and they did not do how for those questions. So,
but how important
it is, thing. But they
it's like, no,
but they did not consider that. And like they had to do a D for declarative, I for interrogative, like they had to circle it, and how was not considered, but I still taught it to them. I still was like, how is a question word? You, no, you're right. It's yeah. not there anymore.
This is
but
the Heidi curriculum yes. here. We're going
to, you know what? That. I'm going to teach you how, you know what? If y'all going to come to the School of Hard Knocks, you're going to learn how. So, and you know what? They went back to school. They're just fine. Kind of.
There you go.
Maybe. Educated today.
A little bit.
Like an extra.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
All right, Sarah, here's your question. Give an example of a transitional word.
Finally.
Yeah, I'll take, it's not on their list, but I will say it's a transitional
like,
word.
Like chronological, right? Yeah, first, second, yes. and then finally.
Finally.
Yeah.
I'll take that. All right, so now we have Heidi. Oh, okay. This is one of the ones where I read and I was like,
Oh my God.
Find the preposition.
Oh, God.
And let me read you the sentence. The pretty calico cat sat on the kitchen table.
On.
Good Lord, I wouldn't
only
have known that. You are correct.
My mom was an English teacher, and we were never allowed to end our sentences with a preposition.
All right. We have Sarah. Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Oh, that's my boy Mark Twain, right?
You are correct.
Yeah. Actually, I have – I don't know if my – Metro Atlanta public school system failed me. I don't remember ever reading any Mark Twain. We did like Ernest Hemingway, and we did C.S. Lewis and like other, well, I don't know, C.S. Lewis, was he an American author? I don't know. But I just never, yes. like, yeah. I don't remember doing any Mark Twain, but I know who he is.
All right, and Heidi. Who is the author of the 1960s novel about social and racial inequality, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, the author, To Kill a Mockingbird? Uh-huh. Harper, Harper Lee.
Very good. All righty then, end of English, and again, oh, tied.
And
3-3.
Now it's all downhill from here, though, because what do we have left? Geography?
And science.
Oh, I got nothing. Okay.
Science, I got science. I'm good.
All right, well.
Sarah may pull away on this
you
one.
May? Yeah, you may? Yeah.
This is science. All right. The sun is a planet, star, or mystery?
I'm only laughing because I literally just did a huge song with my students about Earth Day and about the Earth and the Sun, and I still cannot remember. So hold on. I should know this. Can you edit this part out? I'm just kidding. It is a star.
Very
is
good.
It really?
I like. Uh-huh. I like how they threw in mystery as an option. You don't know what it is. It's just a mysterious thing that floats in the sky.
To be fair, I kind of feel like that would have been a pretty good answer for me.
Well, I think the mystery was for all the flat earthers.
Ah, got it. Okay. No. Okay.
The sun's still a mystery to them. Okay, Sarah. When a living thing makes more of its own, it's called reproducing, reducing, or recycling.
Reproducing.
Very good. All right, Heidi. What planet is nicknamed the Red
Mars.
Planet?
Right?
Very Mars. Good. All right. And Sarah, what are the three states of matter?
Oh, solid, liquid, and gas, yeah?
Yes. Heidi, which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of a certain genetic outcome? Number one, how is this learned in fifth grade? Never mind. I'll repeat it. Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of certain genetic outcomes?
They really learned this in fifth grade.
Apparently.
I need to go to a science class. What tool is used? I have no idea. I don't even have a guess. That would be in the realm of correct answers.
Okay. Sarah?
I don't know if they mean what they mean by tool, like a physical instrument, but is it a Punnett square?
It is the Punnett square.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up what this is. I have no idea.
All right. Now, last science question for Sarah. What species can live on both water and land?
Amphibians? Is that a classification that you're looking for?
You are good.
Okay.
All right. We are done with science. And Sarah, you really took off here. You got 4 points in science. But Heidi, you thought you'd get none, and you have 2.
Okay, not terrible. Yeah. Not terrible.
All right, Sarah, we will start with you. This is a nice little easy one. Okay. If you fly from Los Angeles to Australia, what ocean do you cross?
The Pacific or the Pacific?
There you go.
Let's be really clear that you're like, oh, this is a really easy one to start. And then you're like, oh, it's the Pacific. And I'm here like, what are the damn oceans? I mean, like, the fuck? Like, what are the oceans? Like, I mean.
Maybe that's the only ocean question then. Maybe there's other non-ocean questions.
Oh, no, it only gets worse from here. I mean, if I don't know the oceans.
Okay, so Heidi. In what state will you find the Windy City?
The Windy City?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait, I do know this.
You do.
You have to.
Oh, no, I don't have to. No, let's be very clear. That's
I'm pretty sure 50% of Cornell's population is from there.
Cornell's population is from there. That's Chicago.
All right, next. Sarah, what is the largest continent?
It's between two of them.
At least you can name them.
I can't name them, but I'm thinking like.
Well, you say the two you think it is, and if you get it wrong, I'll take the other one.
Oh, it's either Antarctica or Asia.
There we go. That's the spirit.
But I'm thinking about, like, you know how on a map, when you flatten it, they always make, like, mm-hmm. Antarctica look huge because of the way they cut it and everything?
No.
No, I do not know.
How do you like cast? Not even her question passed.
Okay, I'm just going to wing it, and I'm going to say Asia.
Africa is the answer we were looking for.
What's the square mileage of it? I'm curious. I'm going to Google it.
All right. Heidi.
Okay, I'm determined. I'm focused. Okay. All right.
What is the longest river in the world?
Well, I can only name two. actually, I can name three, but I don't think the Ohio River counts. So I think the Nile and Amazon are both rivers, correct? Okay, correct. Very cool. So I'm going to go with one of those. Let's go with the Nile.
Amazon.
Listen, I'm just happy I could name two.
All right, Sarah, here's another one. What is the largest U.S. state by landmass?
Oh, that's Alaska. Yep.
See, that one, I didn't realize. That is correct.
For the same reason I was talking about, like, the difference, and I guess I just need to.
Okay.
I even knew that one. Was it a first grade one?
Oh, no, I feel better. It's then. In the middle.
Yeah, I feel like better.
Third grade.
I feel third better. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm focused, though. I'm focused. Okay.
Here's your last one, Heidi. What measures distance north or south of the equator? Latitude or longitude?
Okay, wait, I know a song. Hold on.
I think you should sing the song.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of it in my head, because I know there's a song about the latitude and longitude. Because
the Schoolhouse Rock song.
I know. I'm trying. So you want north or south?
Yeah. What measures distance north or south of the equator?
Okay. East and west is latitude. Is it latitude?
Very good.
I mean, that was 50-50, y'all.
It was.
Hey, but
50-50.
So is the Amazon and Nile in my mind, and I got that wrong.
Yeah. So you're doing
that's
great.
True. That's solid. All right. So at the end of the geography section, we are 2-2. So the only Sarah, it looks like you are smarter than a fifth grader.
Dirty. I still missed some questions.
No one got a zero. So everybody did
all
good.
Winners here.
Well, ladies, thank you so very much for agreeing to prove if you were smarter than a fifth grader. In my book, y'all are both smarter than fifth graders. We all graduated from the great Cornell. So,
well, if you ever need anybody with geography or history experience, you know, you can call me.
All right, ladies. And again, thank you so much for being here. And everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lydia. Bye, Sarah.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram @sip_the_sauce. And make sure you check for new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day.